This is KERA News. St. Joseph Medical Center is downtown Houston's only hospital. It's just down the street from the convention center, and that's where thousands of evacuees have been staying since Harvey hit. As KERA's Rachel Osier-Lindley reports, some doctors and nurses have been on the clock for almost a full week.
When you're working in an ER during a major natural disaster, nothing is routine.
We had a lady who the only vehicle heavy enough and strong enough to get to her through the floodwaters was a dump truck. She was pregnant. She was in labor. She was brought to the hospital in the dump bed of a dump truck, soaking wet.
Trent Tankersley is the director of emergency services at St. Joseph's Medical Center.
As we were getting her over to the women's building to get taken care of, we had a trauma come in. Shortly after that, we had a young man came in that was having a stroke.
And on and on. Tankersley showed up to work Saturday and hasn't had what you'd consider a break since.
Finally got to go home last night for a couple of hours and do some laundry and then came right back. So it's been an interesting 5 or 6 days.
Well, I think we're all working on adrenaline right now.
Kristen Benjamin, an associate chief nursing officer, has been right beside him.
We're working shift by shift. Some people are doing 15, 16-hour shifts. We let them go off and sleep. They come back in.
They say they've seen more than 600 patients in 5 days. At times, they saw more people in a few hours than they usually would in a whole day. Many staffers have been stuck at the hospital with no clear path to their homes. As floodwaters recede, their coworkers can finally come back.
And so we're going to start transitioning staff out to get home so that they can check on their homes, because some of them don't even know what's happening at their house right now because they haven't been home since Friday. So they don't even really have an idea if their house has been flooded or not.
Among those staffing the ER today are doctors from other departments pitching in, and even med students like Diana Johnson.
Me and my classmates, someone created a Google spreadsheet and we all signed up and now we're here.
She's in her third year at Houston's McGovern Medical School. She's assisting Dr. Winston Watkins, an internist. It's his first day in the ER.
And actually, one of the first patients that came in happened to be one of my own patients from my practice. And he came in with his foot was hurting. So Diana here went in, evaluated him, and turns out he has gangrene of his right fourth toe. And so we're going to admit him to the hospital.
Are you doing okay?
I'm right.
You okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And thank you so much for coming on in, because you don't want to sit at home with this because you could lose your leg.
Yeah.
And I know you like to dance too much to lose your leg.
I don't do.
Nurse Aaron Padrone says he's never seen such a wide range of emotions in the ER.
A lot of laughter, crying, yelling, tears. You know, people that you work with, you think that wouldn't crack, you know, just put their head in their hands and take a second to cry to themselves or not to themselves and wipe away the tears and get back to work.
He's been working here for most of the last week, except Saturday night.
I went home on Saturday to sort of rescue my family before the floods got too high for me to get in or out. And then I came back Sunday and I've been working and sleeping here ever since.
Neighbors tell him his house is underwater. He says several others working in the ER saw their homes flooded. In a way, he says it's all been a transformational experience.
I think times of crisis and times of emergency and times of stress really have a way to bring people together and create a lot of camaraderie and really can push people to excel at what they do.
Once reinforcements come in, he'll be able to rotate off his shift and find out just how much his family lost. In Houston, I'm Rachel Osier-Lindley.